on in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Swear to God, I grew up with watching those guys.
The Bushwhacker?
No.
Who was that?
It's the Animal.
Oh, George?
Not George. Oh, my God.
The Animal Steel?
See, that's why we really do need to prep. You need to pay attention. You need to.
Why? I don't know who that
it's
is.
It's the Road Warriors.
Oh, the Road Warriors.
Animal passed away.
Oh, no.
Hawk passed away. I didn't realize it was so long ago. It was like 02.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Terry should be a little upset. I mean, that's his error.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, do you think those guys are friends outside the ring?
Some.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, some. I've heard bad things about certain people, so we won't go into
it. Oh, boy.
Some are not as liked as others.
Because they're co-workers. Yeah, they work for the same company.
But they're independent contractors, so they're really not co-workers per se.
Well, they travel together. They do the same events together. Some do.
Yeah,
so I mean, you always wonder if they get along in real life or if it's just scripted.
Scripted of them getting along?
Like us.
Well, this isn't scripted. We don't pretend to get along.
Do we like each other or no?
I'm going to say no.
This week. Like majority of the time, we're pretty much like besties.
Well, you know when we're really good friends? When we're near each other.
That's true.
You know, when I don't see you, when I leave on Wednesday, I don't see you, you know, for days. But, you know, I don't want to move off just yet because, I mean, my childhood, even though we're almost the same age.
We?
Not, I'm talking about the Animal.
Oh, yeah, not us. You and I.
I remember watching them, loved watching them. And it kind of puts into perspective when someone close to your age.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but those guys lived a hard life.
True.
Like, they beat their bodies, they traveled, they partied hard, they lived hard. They died young, but they did more in a short period of time than most people do in 100 years.
You know, and I thought of this when it came out, and by the way, he's not the only celebrity, only athlete, you know, to pass away. You may know him from Brian's song. Gale Sayers passed away.
What? Yeah. Gale Sayers?
Yep.
No way.
So, you Chicago fans.
Yeah, big time Bears fan. The Bears.
The Bears. Somebody was working on the yard earlier, and they're from Chicago, and we talked about the Bears and the Super Bowl shuffle and all that from whatever year that was.
85.
Was it 85?
85 Bears, Chicago Bears.
I don't know dates. I don't know names. I don't know years. I don't know any of that stuff.
That was the year, the Iggy Shuffle. Oh, no, the Iggy Shuffle was the Bengals.
Iggy Shuffle, exactly.
It was the, what was it, the Super Bowl Shuffle?
I just said Super Bowl Shuffle.
But the Iggy Shuffle, which one was better? Which shuffle was better?
The Super Bowl Shuffle.
Really? The Iggy Shuffle was like pretty much legend. I mean, if there was TikTok back then, the Iggy Shuffle would have been the dance.
I don't know. Refrigerator Perry doing his dance. You know, and again, it's kind of like, and we'll talk about what happened Saturday night, you know, when you're, for the lack of a better way to say it, when you're a tool.
Me?
And you don't back it up, you look even like a bigger tool.
Right.
Right? You know, Icky Woods was good, but he wasn't.
Legendary.
Legendary.
Yeah. But, I mean, wasn't there controversy in the Super Bowl with the Bears that Walter Payton didn't get the ball at the 1 yard line?
It wasn't controversy. It's something that Ditka claims to regret, and that he said he'll regret for the rest of his life. He didn't think at the time. What he said, I believe, was he went with Perry to score the touchdown early because he figured that we had plenty of time to get Walter in the end zone.
Right.
And it never happened. It never materialized.
Unbelievable.
And Walter Payton never scored.
Wow.
And so Payton supposedly was upset about it, as well he should. But on the same line, you're there to win the game. You know, it just shows you it's not about team when you get upset that you don't get the individual accomplishment.
What happened with the Seattle Seahawks, the running back who didn't get the ball at the goal line?
Totally different.
Yeah?
It's totally different.
Because they passed the ball, was intercepted, lost the Super Bowl.
That's what matters. I still think that Marshawn Lynch would have been upset because he didn't get his Skittles.
Right. I thought that was Mariah Carey.
But it's one thing if you get upset because you don't get the ball and you don't score. I would be pissed too.
Right.
But they still scored. So it's about winning the game, and you're already Walter Payton. Do you really need to get in the end zone?
And the fridge was legendary. I mean,
it was a gimmick.
But he was still, I mean, for an offensive lineman to get that kind of love and, like, notoriety, like, what other offensive linemen get that kind of love in the league nowadays? Is there anybody as big as Walter or William Perry?
As big as?
As far as, like name, household name. I mean, he was like the man. I mean, he was up there with a quarterback legendary, like, you know, name, household name. I remember his trading card in the McDonald's Happy Meals as a kid.
All right, I've been texted by 4 people already.
Okay.
Just to let you know. I wasn't going to correct you.
Okay.
He was a defensive player.
Was he?
Yes.
He was a defensive player? Yes. How did he score a touchdown?
They put him in to score a touchdown.
Oh, I did not realize
that. That's why
that.
It was more of a gimmick kind of thing.
What?
Because he was a defensive lineman. It would have been the same as if you put an offensive lineman in to score, but you put this massive guy in to score, and Walter got upset.
Oh. Wow, see, I could see your boy Gruden doing something like that.
Absolutely.
Like trickery.
I could see anybody doing it. Yeah. Warren Sapp caught a pass. I mean, a lot of times, and you always hear them say, number 87 is eligible. Well, typically, because that's a tight end number. Number 72 is eligible. You know, and then they throw a pass or it's a trick or whatever.
What about number 93, as in Gerald McCoy, former defensive tackle?
Well, he's still a defensive tackle.
Well, former of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tell the story.
I now own some Gerald McCoy memorabilia. And I didn't think I ever would, but I have a autographed, authenticity signed from the Tampa Bay Buccaneer football, autographed by the DT.
I thought it was pretty cruel. When you called me, I put it on Facebook in case somebody wanted it if you didn't purchase it at Goodwill. And one person wanted to know what was the ball because he was going to clean the autograph off and just have the ball.
It's an NFL Shield commissioner ball. It's a Wilson. I looked it up on Amazon. Just the ball was like $100. So this one had autograph. It had a letter of authenticity. And then it had the acrylic frame that it comes in.
The case.
So I thought for $30.
The case is probably $30.
You never know what you're going to find at Goodwill. What's the greatest find? Like, I mean, I'm kind of like Storage Wars meets the American Picker.
Not really, because we saw that somebody found a pair of Stiles G. White cleats at a Goodwill.
That's true.
You know, which, again, would be cool.
It's true.
You know, but
true.
I think it'd be fun to do it, and I always say it, but I never do it.
Shout out Stiles G. White and his dog pound. They won their game. They beat the Bengals. On Monday night? Is that a big deal for the Browns?
When you're the Cleveland Browns, any victory is a big deal.
Well, that's not true, because they celebrate with parades if they go undefeated or,
but they didn't.
Or winless in a whole season.
Didn't they have the parade after they won the game and because they were upset that they won a game and wouldn't go undefeated?
I thought they went undefeated. I think they lost every game that season and they threw a parade.
All right. scheduled, and he's a busy man.
Okay.
But Nico Price scheduled to come on today.
Nico.
Talk a little bit about that debacle.
Well,
it's a shame. I mean, because he totally dominated the fight.
Okay.
But because of not one, not two, but 3 eye pokes. Now, he lost the point on the second eye poke.
Right.
They gave him a bonus on the third because they poked each other.
Right.
So... a shame.
Do you like that the points are being taken away now? Like, are they actually enforcing some of these infractions?
You know, to be blatantly honest, okay, shouldn't they have taken a second point from Nico?
Yeah. I mean, the third
warned
offense.
Donald,
yeah.
Because he didn't have a warning yet.
Correct.
So Nico had the first warning. The second, they took a point. And then the third, it was like it didn't happen.
That
Now, he should have won the fight. He basically won the fight, but he had three eye pokes.
You know what I don't like? I don't like where they put these legendary guys to fight these up-and-coming studs. Like, you know, like Anderson Silva versus Israel, Matt Hughes versus Hoyce. I mean, there's certain fights where it's like, well, put them in the same age category, in the same bracket. Like, you and the Road Warrior going at it. You know, me.
I would beat the Road Warrior today.
Would you really?
Absolutely. Because he passed away. So, I mean.
That's so insensitive. I get called a tool, but that was low.
Well, you're the one that said I would fight the Road Warrior.
But I still take the Road Warrior over you.
Oh, no.
All you got to do is lay there. You're still going to get pinned.
You still don't think I could pick him up?
You couldn't get off underneath. If he was on top of you, dead, you couldn't get out from that pin.
Of course you could.
No, are you kidding me? What's that, 300 pounds?
You roll him off you.
If you could even, do you have enough thrust in your hips to like bridge and get out? Shrimp out? How's your jitsu game today?
My jitsu's fine. Matter of fact, we were just watching it.
We'll call George and find out.
Let's go hit our first break. Anything to shut you up. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brooks Robinson, and you're talking sport with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Torta Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their virtual week of giving October 5th through the 10th. This week will include a silent auction, wine pool, raffles, and conclude with a one-hour virtual show at the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's new shelter. Visit humanesocietytampa.org to learn how you can participate.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. I hope it wasn't insensitive. It was a joke.
What's that?
You know,
the Road Warrior. Yeah, of course.
And again, it was a guy that, in a team, you know, that I grew up watching, even as a young adult watching. Loved watching. I would rather, I know you're not going to like this.
Yes.
I would have rather and did rather watch the Road Warriors than Your Boy.
You know, I mean, there's a different, I mean, that was a golden era of wrestling, right? I mean, was that the Dusty Rhodes and the American Dream and the Road
it's the
Warriors?
Same person. That's the same
person. I know. But like, but there's a certain
Midnight Rider.
Just like bodybuilding, you know, the golden era of bodybuilding was back in the 70s, you know, like Arnold and, you know, Frank Colombo and all them guys. Frank Zane, you know. So
Columbo was a good TV show, too.
Columbo was a good show.
You know, until he allegedly shot and killed his wife.
Like, I never found him. Did he ever find out who did anything?
No.
He just asked a bunch of questions and walked around and smoked a cigar, didn't he? You couldn't do that today. It's too political, like a cigar and smoking and on TV.
Yeah.
All the good stuff's gone.
Okay, whatever.
I'm just saying. TV's not the same.
We'll get back to TV. I was just so excited about the show, and you've pulled me down.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? This is a great show.
I don't know. Well, I'm still a little heartbroken about the Road Warriors.
Yes.
Obviously, Gale Sayers.
Gale Sayers, it's been tough.
There has to be a third one, right?
Yeah, they come in threes.
It comes in threes.
They come in threes.
Thank God I'm not a celebrity.
That's true.
You know, so you better be careful because you think you are.
I am.
Well, you're not, so I wonder if that excludes you.
Oh, I am a celebrity.
Again, you're not.
No, I've defined it. Like if you go to Wikipedia, you define, or you go to Webster, you type in definition
donkey.
Of celebrity. It's having notoriety for being something or doing something notable. And the inventor of the pizza diet, that's my legacy.
Yeah, but people would have to know you.
Oh, they know me.
Or know that it's you.
Everybody knows
Or know me. Anything about the pizza diet. Or know your name.
They know all
or
that.
Or know.
And they know where to find me. They know where I'm located.
They really don't.
They knew where I was last night at 2 in the morning.
I know. I saw it on.
Because we had a rave here. Party.
How many pizzas did you sell?
I didn't sell any per se.
What does that mean?
I didn't actually collect any currency. I just made pizzas for the people who showed up. And I'll be honest. That escalated quickly. I mean, we tried to go to midnight.
It sounds like it was a very well thought out financial win.
Well, here's what was really well thought out. I planned on coming from 9 to 12. At 9:30, I attempted to call. I'm like, you know what? I'm not coming down. It's just going to be two of my employees that already work here and me standing here for 2.5 hours doing nothing. And then the floodgates opened. The police showed up. The party apparently continued till 10 a.m. in some households, 5 at others. And then here I am now, bright and early on this radio program, talking to you.
Not good. That's really all I can say.
Don't you wish you were young again?
No.
Party and
no. With the way the world is right now, I'm glad I'm not young.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the coronavirus? Or
no, the world. I don't care about the coronavirus.
Just because there's no like great wrestling anymore?
I haven't watched wrestling.
Actually, you know what? I don't even know if I'm allowed to announce this. Oh, man, I got some news for, like,
no,
Monday Night Raw. I do.
You don't.
I do.
All right, what is it?
I'm going to say it. So, my boy, Johnny Zeke, Game Day, who was a delivery driver, who had a dream a few years ago of becoming a wrestler, he just got the email. He got the invite to WWE Raw. He's going, I think, next Monday.
Who's he losing to?
I don't know, but I offered to drive him.
I'm sure
and
you did.
So, I'm going in the entourage. I'm going to be in the COVID corner.
They don't have the COVID corner.
That's what the UFC guys have. They have COVID people in their corner.
They don't have an entourage.
Well, they do now.
No, you know, big ups to him. You know.
Johnny Zeke, he had a dream. He worked hard. He put in the time. He's done all the promotions and Knockout Wrestling Federation, right? Not to be confused with Knockout Radio, but the Knockout Wrestling. And he's done other belt. He's held other belts. And then he's actually got to body slam the legendary Bushwhacker Luke.
Legendary?
I mean, Bushwhacker Luke.
You think he's legendary?
Hey, the Bushwhackers are legendary.
No, they're not.
You don't think they're in the Hall of Fame?
Well, that don't mean nothing.
Of course it does.
No, no. See, again, that's overusing a word.
The Hall of Fame means that they're legendary.
First of all, it doesn't mean that at all.
Who else walks to the cage with like the and licking heads? I mean, if you,
that makes them legendary.
I haven't seen a UFC fighter walk out with that mark.
Because they do this ridiculous gimmick. I'm not ripping on the Bushwhackers. I once went out to their bungee jump. I was going to do a story. They had a bungee jump out on the beach.
Okay.
And I went out to do the story, and I went to the top to do it. And I said, you know what? I'm smarter than this. And I walked back down and didn't do the bungee
jump. Didn't you do the same thing with Greg Jackson? You just got to the top and then, like, chickened out?
First of all, no. I chickened out of the bungee jump. There's no doubt.
Okay.
With Greg Jackson, when we went to go jump with SOCOM, I was suited up, ready to go.
Okay.
I never chickened out. The winds were too strong.
Oh, the winds.
You think I'm lying?
No, I believe you.
No, you don't.
No, I think, would you jump out of a plane today?
No.
No? Let's do it. Let's
no, I go. Went to do it. Grossman was there.
Don't you regret it? Don't, like on a bucket list, like, don't regret I wish
it
I would have.
Don't regret it at all.
Wish I could have. It's probably because your granddaughter, the mother of your granddaughter is here, and you don't want to be like, oh, Randy's going to jump out of a plane. That would be terrible. If his chute doesn't open.
Well, my wife would probably say, make sure you have life insurance before you go. I don't feel bad because I went to do it. I got suited up to do it.
Okay.
I was at the plane to do it. And then they had to shut it down. The plane still went up, but SOCOM was not allowed to tandem with a civilian with the winds as strong as it was.
I thought you were a Navy vet. You're not a civilian.
Well, I am a civilian now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I would have been military, they probably could have done it.
I thought once a Navy, always a Navy.
We've already discussed this. Yeah.
But no, you don't have any regret doing it?
Zero regret.
I'd like to do it.
Well, set it up.
Well, how do you do it? You can't social distance 6 feet apart from a parachuter.
Well, no, that's the best time to do it.
Paratrooper, is that what they call it?
Paratrooper. Were you a super trooper? I almost bought a onesie for my daughter. It said, instead of super trooper, it was super pooper.
The old super pooper suit.
I thought it was pretty cool. But no, I'll set it up for you to jump with my friends with 6 feet, you know, distancing.
Okay.
So they'll just tie you to a rope instead of attached to the person. You'll be attached to the rope.
No, come on. They don't do that. Do they do that for real?
Yeah.
No.
They have to.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Unless you want to wait till the social distancing is no longer.
Well, I would do it if it was 3 feet away.
Well, it's six.
Well,
it's the CDC
far.
Decided it's six.
Well, I can't do it. It's too far. It's
whatever that guy's, Fauci, I got to be careful.
You mean the number one top-selling baseball card of all time?
It's not the number one top-selling.
It will be.
No, it won't.
Of course it is. He's got the record.
The record of what? First throw?
That, plus he sold out, like the unlimited edition sold out in like the first hour.
Okay, first of all, you're proving again your toolness.
Okay.
It's hard to sell out an unlimited
card. They had a limited edition.
You said unlimited.
I think they had like 50,000 run and they sold out in like the first hour.
I can't believe anybody would even want it.
I would
Seriously,
want it.
Why would you want it?
Hopefully it shows up at a Goodwill and I'm going to scoop it up.
For 3 cents.
And I saw Jameis there. I picked him up. I bought him.
Was there something of his there?
No, it was just him. He was just sitting on a bench. I was like, hey.
He's going to be playing soon.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why? What happened
to
Breeze?
Well, I think they said, and again, you know, I don't pay attention, but I think Breeze's longest pass is like 5 yards.
Yeah, but that's his play. That's his game. Like the bootleg, the little screen, dump off.
His game was really good
just
in Vegas.
Check down. Hey, Vegas got a squad. Your boy, Fats Heller's grandson.
Yeah, I got to have a discussion with him. I'm going to. If we're able to go when the Bucks go to Vegas, I'm going.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to get credentialed if we're not.
We, because we're a team.
No, we're not. So I'm going to go and I'm going to seek him out. I'm going to call him out.
You have to call him out.
I'm going to. I'm going to tell him I'm still on Radio Row waiting for your ass.
He's promised he was coming.
He ate all of our food. He had us bring him more food.
We made extra trips to the Top Chef line to get him like the best of the best.
And what was his name?
Heller something?
Waller. Not Heller.
Heller Waller. I don't know the names.
But I think we talked about it last week. His grandfather either wrote the score or the words to Ain't Misbehavin', which even I know that song.
So it's Fats Waller. That was his grandfather.
His grandfather?
Name. Yep.
Was that his name? Fats?
Fats Waller. Yeah. So, they put on a clinic out there. I mean, Vegas looked good.
My boy was there.
Gruden?
No, Jeff Davidson.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
He is the doc not only of the UFC, but the Raiders as well.
Speaking of being stood up by, what's his name again? Fats Waller. Grandson.
Fats
Waller's
right
grandson.
Now.
But he, Who? What's the biggest celebrity that's ever like blown off a radio interview for you? Like, is there anybody that you can remember? Like, oh man, I missed that opportunity, or they said they're coming and they didn't. Because I mean, he's an up and coming star, but he's not like the upper echelon. I mean, he's not like Tom Brady, or you know, he's an up and coming receiver.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know. There's a couple people that you know have promised to come on, and then I called. There's one. I'll think about saying his name, but there's one. Yes, I'll come on.
Okay.
Call and confirm. Texted or called or whatever and confirmed, all good. Then we're live on the air. Go ahead and call this person. And this person's wife answered and said he's not there.
Okay.
I believe it went like this. Tell him I'm not here. He's not here.
And you can hear it?
Yes.
Oh, it's classic.
Yes. It was pretty funny.
What about the guy today? Like, is he too busy selling training systems?
It's not him. It's the promotion, and I'm not going to throw him under the bus yet.
Okay.
You know, we still have 3/4 of a show left. Anything is possible. All right, let's hit this break. When we come back, we'll reach out to Nico Price and see how he's doing after his very emotional and excitable draw on Saturday night. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Your child deserves joy now more than ever. Hi, this is Jason Wooten from Broadway Arts and Dance Academy in St. Petersburg. My wife, April Berry, and I built our careers performing on Broadway and television in New York City, as well as singing with amazing artists like Queen and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra around the world. And now we've come to share our experiences with students young and old in the Tampa Bay area. We offer dance, music, and theater training for new and professional students. For more information, visit BroadwayADA.com or call us at 727-329-9740. We can't wait to meet your family.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we are back. This is coming to you live. We're at 24 4th Street North.
Because we're working for the weekend.
We are working
for
the weekend.
That's what that's on. I got a lot to do over the next couple of days.
What do you got today?
I told you, getting some construction done.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Congrats. You got some footers?
Didn't do footers.
No footers.
Didn't have to do footers.
What's the difference between non-footers and footers?
It's the outside rim of the foundation, I believe.
Okay.
To support the roof and everything.
Okay.
You know, raise the roof.
Right. So what are you going to put back there? You're doing a backyard pool or a patio? What are you building?
Haven't really decided. But you know what I have decided?
What's that?
A very enjoyable, a very likable, and the press conference after was very entertaining. He's on the phone with us. He was on the phone with us. And the press conference after was very entertaining. He's on the phone with us. He was on the phone with us last week. And we're going to talk to Nico again.
Nico Price.
Let's go to the phone lines. Nico, how are you?
What's up?
Let's talk about the fight last week. You know, we had you on last Wednesday, and you said how much you looked up to Donald and how you didn't think it was going to be a problem once the fight started. You were going to be able to block that out. Now that the fight's over, were you able to block out that you were fighting Cowboy? Once the fight started,
you were going to be able to. Oh, yeah. That's why I hit him 40 times in, like, 2 minutes.
Was it more enjoyable? Was it more enjoyable to punch somebody that you look up to like that?
Totally. I had a blast, man. Like, yeah, unfortunately, I was trying something new. I was trying to keep my hands in front of me, and I hit him in his eyes a few times. And, dude, trust me, you heard me. I got a little crazy. I'm yelling out loud. I was like, ah! I shouldn't have done that, but I just, you know, it was an accident. I was trying to keep my hand in his face. Because whenever you put anything in his face, he never, like, stops moving, you know? So I was trying to stay in his face at all times.
You know, I reached out and I was talking to some people about that. You know, as a novice, yeah, I've talked the sport a long time, but obviously I've never been in there. And what they told me, and correct me, you know, if this is wrong, that the reason that you keep your hand open is to, like, catch his fist coming towards you. Is that correct?
Yeah, and of course, and then I can arm drag from there. Like, there's ways to enter and take downs, bring it into the wrestling, just by grabbing someone's wrist and pulling it across, you know, which I did multiple times. I just didn't go for the wrestling. I was having too much fun striking with them.
Which it definitely showed. It definitely showed that you were having a good time. After they took the point away, how difficult is it to put that out of your mind? You know, how worried are you that it could, and it did, you know, happen again? Does that affect the rest of your game plan?
No, went right back to doing what I was doing. I just had to adjust it. I just had to shut my damn hands like I should have had them shut the whole time, you know?
Right.
It was typical trial and error, and I just feel bad that I poked Donald twice in the eyes because he's a good guy.
You know, and the thing that I enjoyed almost as much as the fight was very enjoyable, was the fact of how respectful you both were, you know, before the fight, during the fight, after the fight at that press conference. You know, you were apologizing, him thinking that he fought awful. I didn't think he fought awful. I just thought you won the fight.
Yeah. I don't think he fought awful. He punched me in the face quite a bit. You know, my game plan was, though, I don't care how many times you hit me in the face, I'm going to be in your face, because when he's on his heels, he does not strike as good as he does when he's on his toes and coming forward. So I was like, I'm not even going to let that happen. I'm just going to stay right here the whole time.
I guess Donald said, and you said you would be all up for it, about fighting again, but Dana made a comment after the fight that he was going to sit down with Donald. You know, and the way he said it, he thinks Donald and Tyron Woodley should retire. That he was going to sit down
with Donald. Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's I don't, dude, I'm not, you know, I just,
it's not
I
your
just
place.
Have to draw, I have to say anything. You know,
Nico, why were you so happy once they announced the draw? Did you think because of losing the point that you were going to lose the fight?
Yeah. I did. I was expecting for an L. And then when it said draw, I was like, hell yeah, what? I ain't got no L. I mean, no, like I said, many of you know what the D, which is so funny how people comment on that thing. It's hilarious.
What you're saying makes a lot of sense, and I thought the same thing. I mean, a draw is a whole lot better than an L. Of course, a win is better than a draw, but I'd rather have a draw than a loss.
Well, yeah, not only that, I don't care. A win, lose, or draw. You know what I'm so happy about? Is that I just get to go work for, like, one of the greatest companies in the world, and then, not only that, it's my passion, man. I would be doing this if it was my side hustle.
Right.
No, but it's not my side hustle. This is, like, my career, and I get paid. So why would I, even if when I lost to Vicente, who cares? Dude, I was so excited. I fought great. You get caught sometimes, man. And this time, I just happened to, first time ever in my career, happened to poke someone in the eye, and twice in one fight, one round, which is even worse.
So you know what's funny?
Jason told me.
Go ahead.
No, Jason told me, he's like, dude, I have to take a point. I was like, dude, I'm sorry, take it. You know,
let me ask you this, because I mentioned it earlier. You got the warning first, then it happened again, and again, I believe all three were on accident. The second accident, he takes a point away after the second time. Were you concerned? Because I thought of it at first on the one in the next round when you poked each other, that he could have taken another point away then, couldn't he have?
Well, I poked him on that one because I got poked and I put my hand out and I was like, oh, he was like, are you good? Are you good? Shoot. And he was like, are you good? Are you good? Shoot. And yeah, my bad. You heard me, man. I get talkative in the fight and everything, and I slip my word.
Was there a lot of talking between the two of you during the fight?
What happened?
I said, were you guys talking back and forth during the fight?
I was.
I'm afraid to ask you what you said. FCC may get me in trouble.
No, I was like, ah, nice. And then he headbutted me once, and I was like, oh, man, that was hard. I just said, like, oh, hard headbutt. And then I opened my eyes and boom, boom, boom. But here you go. What else? I got punched in the throat. Oh my God. Goodness. He has crazy punches to the throat, dude. Got me twice in the throat.
Well, luckily it was you getting those punches or receiving those punches and not me. I'll pass.
You ever been punched in the throat, dude?
No, sir.
Coach Kent.
I got an idea, Nico. Why don't you bring your entire family to St. Pete, to Matt's Pizzeria? We'll hook you up with pizza, and then you can punch Matt in the throat.
Dude, let's do it.
I'm a pizza guy. I've been punched in the throat before. I'm not afraid of a throat punch.
Dude, I bet. Let's do it.
There's no referees here. I'm on my own.
We'll set it up.
Let's do it. Then we'll make some pizzas together. You'll like the cold dough on your hands. It'll feel good. Helps with the swelling.
What you put on my face, that's cool. No, I'm just kidding. No, he got me with a good elbow. One elbow in my left eye, dude. And elbows just make your whole face turn black and blue.
I'll take your word for that one, too.
That should be a t-shirt. Elbows.
All the t-shirt quotes he gave us last week. Yeah.
make your face turn black and blue.
Elbows make your face turn black and blue.
There it is. Nico Price.
Quote, Nico Hybrid Price.
Done.
Perfect. We're going to get those made up. How soon would you like to get back in there, Nico?
Well, I'm on a 30-day suspension. My hand hurts. And my left... what was it? It did something. It is a few things. But I got to heal up real quick. And then... we'll see what's up, you know?
Right. And who knows?
Like Cowboy said, 2020 hasn't really been my year either. You know? And who knows? So, like
that 2020 hasn't really been my year.
So we'll get through 2020 and maybe early 2021.
Yeah, you never know. Opportunities just pop up out of nowhere. So.
Yeah, you never know.
That's true. So always be prepared. And you've told us numerous times where you love to train anyway. So just be prepared if that phone rings, I guess.
Yeah, as long as I'm in shape and there's nothing that's like that could get really hurt, then I'm in. Yeah, as long as I'm in
shape. And we'll do it. As always, Nico, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. We appreciate you being part of Knockout Radio on a regular basis. And we'll do this again real soon. And whenever you want to come, bring the whole team. Bring whatever you want to do. I know it's a little bit of a hike, but the pizza's worth it. Trust me.
Right now, I'm fixing to pull behind trailers, so I'm going to be traveling up there anyway to train with Dean Thomas a little. So it'll be fun. I'll be over there.
Let's
do
it.
Boy.
Matter of fact, that is.
That's your boy,
that's
Randy.
One of my brothers.
Yeah,
Dean.
Man.
I'll have to give him a holler. Nico, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. God bless everybody.
Good stuff. That's Nico Price. What a good dude.
Awesome dude.
He really is a good. Awesome. And it's funny because when I had these workers at the house earlier today and we were talking and I said how if you put four MMA guys here and you put the Super Bowl there and you put the Stanley Cup there, Dana White has made the comment numerous times that people are going to watch the fights, which they are because it's a fist fight.
Right.
I said, but I would always go that side. And the guy goes, oh, because you like MMA. I'm like, and I hate to stereotype. I like the people that they are.
Well, we've always talked about the more barbaric the sport seems to be, the more humble are the gentlemen. Like, the hockey players. And
they have nothing to prove.
Rugby players and MMA fighters, they seem to be the most humble people on the planet.
Or some talk show hosts.
I mean,
not
about,
others, but some.
What about Nico? Like, he almost ended two careers this week, like Cowboys and yours.
And mine. He said shoot. I don't know what you thought you heard. He said shoot, and he said shoot numerous times because he's a shooter.
But do you think that's a big deal for, is that a cool badge of honor? Like, hey, if that is Cowboys' final fight, if that's the last time we see Donald Cerrone in the octagon, is that something like a young fighter would be like, wow, that was my final send-off? Or
I don't know. I don't know if they really deep down care. Because if you really look up to somebody, do you want to say, I beat him out of the UFC? I don't think Donald's done.
Well,
first and foremost.
Well, he's fought like seven times in the last year and a half.
Two weeks. He's fought seven times in the last 2 weeks.
Right.
I think, and I could be wrong, but I think Cowboy goes to Dana and says, I've done everything for you. Anytime you've needed me, I want one more. And I think he gets one more. I mean, BJ Penn did it. I think this happens with Donald.
Enough.
And then I don't think Donald's done. I think Donald will go somewhere else.
Really?
Yeah.
Just in his DNA. That's all he,
that's all
he does.
It's what you do. You think Nico's going to stop fighting? No, what you do.
But at what point do you stop? When do you stop?
Remind me because I'll forget. Remind me. We'll talk about it when we return. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
All right, we are back. Did you find the photo?
No, I'm still looking for it.
I know you sent it to me. I can't find it either.
She knows more about these photo things than I do.
All right, so what were you talking about?
I'm working my way into the
No, not the, your stupidity. I said, remind me what we were just talking about.
Oh, so when does a fighter know when to call it quits? Like, you know, when is that determination made?
I think there's three different ways to look at this. One, if it's what they do. Just send it later.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
We'll send it later.
I'll send it later.
It's in their DNA, and that's what Nico said. You know, he would fight whether he was in the UFC or not. Okay, so that's first and foremost. Okay. It's what they do.
But unopposed.
Second, let me finish. Okay. Second, whether it's for money or not is immaterial. If they would do it anyway, what difference does it make? It's about the competition. It's about what you do. You could make the worst pizza. Well, sometimes you do make the worst pizzas there are.
Oh,
it doesn't stop you.
Of course. Yeah, you always a do-over.
Right.
It's like credit, sorry.
Right.
Make it up to you next time.
Well, and that's, you know, A, in your mind, I think some fighters know that they're done, but they continue.
Okay.
Because
it's opportunity. They know their shelf life is short. They want to make money for their you know, family.
What else are they going to do? Now, again, it's not just fighters. Football players. You know, I know plenty of NFL guys that when they're done, they just stare at a wall. They don't know what they're going to do.
Like Emmitt Smith. Like, you know,
well, that's
guys.
Different. I mean, when you're talking about the upper, level of real, legitimate Hall of Famers, not your boy Luke.
Oh, come on.
It's not a dig on Luke, but I'm just saying.
Look, Emmitt ran behind the greatest offensive line of all time.
That's true.
I mean, you could have had his career. You could have had the number of yards.
Probably not.
I've seen you run to a buffet line.
No, it's run back to the buffet line.
Right.
I walked the first time. I'm really sad. I need to get back to Biloxi.
Yeah.
All you can eat lobster that they had there?
But I heard before another hurricane wipes out that coast.
Didn't it just hit?
they're all, every week they get one.
But again, in all seriousness, if it's what they do, they fight. They're fighters. He's going to go into a gym anyway. You know, no matter what, he's going to train.
Is the difference between football, like where you have a roster and you have multiple positions, people competing for that same starting position, is that why guys get pushed out earlier and you don't see them hanging on as long? Because in this sport, it's contract labor. You know, they're basically 1099 employees that are, it's a promotion. If they can sell tickets because they have a name and they have a history.
Are
we
talking NFL or fighters?
Fighters.
Okay.
Like, then that's why they keep getting these opportunities to fight, even if they're past their prime, even if it's...
Part of that's true.
Even if it's Chuck Liddell limping to a cage to fight Tito, if there can be money made from it, then the promotion's like, hey, we're in it for the money.
That's what the promotion's there for. You know, the promotion's unfortunately not there to protect the fighters. That's not their job.
Is that why Dana and Oscar De La Hoya have such a beef? Like, because of the promotion and the way the Golden Boy handled that fight in particular?
It goes much deeper than that. You know, that's been around for as long as I can remember, which is about 3 days, because I, right. I don't remember much past that. But, you know, the promoters is to promote the fight. You know, you can say, you know, I'm reaching out for you, I'm looking out for you, you know, I'm whatever. There was a situation once, and I've told the story before, I won't say names again, but a promoter was talking to a fighter about something, and the fighter's like, don't talk to me. That's why I have management.
Well,
deal with the management.
Sure.
Don't I'm a fighter. That's all I am, is a fighter. But that their job is not necessarily to look after the fighter. Their job is to promote a fight.
Sure.
They're promoters. You, your family, your corners, you know, your whatever. Nico told us last week, and I told you that he told me after the fight, he was in bad shape in Jacksonville. And he tried to fake his way to continue the fight.
Sure. Right.
He was going to
look his way.
He looked away.
Yeah,
he did
this,
right?
See his eye.
And the doctor caught it. So the promotion is there to promote the fight. So as long as you are bringing something to the table, they're going to use you.
Yeah. And if you have a name.
But Dana said or implied, this is it for Donald.
At least as a UFC contract employee.
So,
but there's always like Bellator.
But I'm saying if Dana says that and Dana sticks to that, then he is looking after the best interests of Cowboy. Now, he can't control whether Cowboy's going to go somewhere else.
Bare knuckle? I mean, bare knuckle would be a great fit for Cowboy.
Well, Cowboy does a lot of, you know, kicks and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he's a kicker.
But he likes to stand in the middle and just bang.
You know, he does.
He likes to throw punches.
He does. And we saw that Saturday night.
And then speaking of the Golden Boy Promotions, it brought up my my new weekly segment of Dilemma.
We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, okay.
No, we'll get to it. We'll get to it in the second hour. I do want to talk, since we talked about Nico and Cowboy, what about the main event?
Main event. There's like a couple things that stand out from it. It was dominant. I mean, I thought Colby dominated. I think Tyron should retire. I think he's... Well, I mean, I get why he fights, but he was already the champion. I don't think it's reasonable to think he's going to be the champion again.
Well, not after his last couple performances.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he really wants to fight. I don't think he has that killer instinct anymore. I don't know. It reminiscent of Rose Yamadus when she was out of it mentally and not focused. Now, granted, she came back and redeemed herself, but I think he's ready to go.
I will say this. We could be talking about a whole different things because of Colby Covington.
Okay.
As you're well aware, the president calls Colby Covington.
POTUS.
And Colby is even told by Megan, let him know that he's on speaker.
Right.
He said put him on speaker.
But he was talking to the assistant before Donald got on.
But he didn't tell anybody.
Oh, Colby didn't?
He did not say.
Oh,
Mr. President, you're on speaker.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that could have been a...
So I put this up, and some people ripped me and said, you know, I'm not going to give, you know, Trump any attaboys for doing what's right.
Okay.
Okay, all right? But I get that. But I've talked to many people who expected him to say the wrong thing.
Donald? Oh. Like race? Like, or...
Well, people that believe he's a racist thought he was going to say something racial.
Oh, I would have said that would have been terrible.
Which side of this, because people called me out because I posted that, I said, I think he showed you who he is.
Yeah.
Because he didn't. He didn't know that he wasn't on speaker. He could have easily have said any number of things.
He gave Tyron props
for
being the former champ and a strong guy.
I thought he was totally respectful.
And a tough guy. And there was a hard fight, but Colby handled it, and he was, you know, a much better fighter and much, you know. So I thought the president handled it terrifically.
Then Colby went to his press conference and made some comments, and I know that I've brought this up before in that there are no rules in trash talking. There are no rules.
That's true.
You know, when you don't like somebody, there are no rules. What rules?
There's no unwritten rules like in baseball.
Well, but that's still not a rule. An unwritten rule is not a rule.
That's what I alluded to last week with the Ed Herman, you know, fight against Mike Rodriguez. Is like, is there an unwritten rule amongst athletes and fighters themselves where it's like, hey, that was a low blow. Hey, I cheated on that. I grabbed the cage. Like, is there like an unwritten rule of conduct from fighters within themselves? Not the rules, not the referees, not the
judges. I think that's each individual athlete or pizza maker or talk show host or... you know, solicitor or whatever. I think that's all you, but there's not a rule. And I go back to Ed Herman didn't do anything to cause them to think that it was or wasn't a low blow. He went down.
Right. And the stoppage was from the referee who gave,
which was his mistake. What difference does it make if Ed Herman says it was a legal shot? He won the fight. They're not going to turn it over. They're not going to do that. So I don't know. I know you're about, you know, well, it's a sportsman, and he should have, and he could have, and he would have. But I thought it was kind of whack that he said, I didn't know where I got hit. You know who's going to get hit? You're going to get hit in the throat when Nico comes here.
Bring it. Let's go, Nico.
This is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back.
I took her home from my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fight of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City.